Back on the KRLS 2 stream, KNIKRLS.com in the Jersey Freeze radio broadcast booth. Now joined by PCM head football coach Greg Bonnet after the Mustangs fell 21-17 to Wilton here in the Class 2A state quarterfinals. Coach, you know, just walk me through the game. You know, you went into halftime up 17-0, just a tough second half for your squad.
Yeah, and, you know, we kind of sensed it a little bit, I think, because you can't hold a team down like that, you know. I mean, you know, basically we wound up having too many missed tackles, you know, made too many, you know, critical errors in coverage and things like that from a defense perspective. But, you know, if you don't move the ball at all in the second half, it's tough to hold off a quarterfinal team and, you know, what is now a semifinal team. So my hat's off to those guys. They were better at us than a lot of positions. They really were. But they wanted to attack our B gap. They just had better dudes, you know, and you know, that's okay. That's going to happen sometimes. You know, we had some guys in there that have some years left to play. So, you know, we'll be all right. It'll be a good learning experience and, you know, just the main lesson here is you don't win the quarterfinals if you're going to make mistakes.
Yeah, and Wilton, what did they do much differently in defense in the second half that they were able to just really kind of slow down your offense that was moving the ball in the first half?
You know, I don't really think so. I think that it's just a matter of, you know, they could cover us. I mean, at times we knew they could cover us. And, you know, from an offensive perspective, I just don't think we were staying on blocks very well. And they were defeating blocks. And you know, when that happens, then, you know, it's a recipe for disaster with our offense because we can't get behind the sticks and we got to be able to get first downs.
You know, in the run game, it seemed like slowed down just a little bit in the second half. Do you feel that that was something that you guys switched off at all, or was it just a little bit of difference of the blocking like
you
talked about?
Yeah, I mean, we didn't try to switch it off for sure. It's just, like I said, they had some guys that stepped up. I mean, the number 51 kid, the number 14 kid, the number 69 kid. I mean, all those guys are really good players. I really don't know that we had an answer for them, to be quite honest with you.
Yeah, not to make it too much of a loaded question, but that call, touchdown called back on Gavin's team. Yeah, kind of, yeah, any thoughts on that?
Yeah, we cheated. We were way downfield.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Coach, you know, this is a PCM team this year. You know, you guys went to the Dome last year, of course. This was kind of, you know, in my opinion, just an unlikely team to make it, you know, do as well as they did. You lost a lot of guys last year to graduation. You guys were able to reload quickly. I talked to you before the season started. You said we're young and inexperienced. You guys put together a really nice season with only one regular season loss, which came on one play.
Yep, you're right. It was a fun run. But, you know, now it's time to get back to work because this isn't the way that this isn't what we want to do next year, so we got to get to work right away.
Well, Coach, I appreciate your time all season long. Best of luck. I'm sure I'll run into you in the offseason.
Absolutely, buddy.